The following is a recording of the Maria Perrone teleconference with iAdvise on Friday, October 25th, 2013 at 9 a.m. Central Time. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Gentera conference call. This call is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I will now turn the call over to Enrique Barrera, IRO of Gentera.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Gentera, thank you very much for joining us. Presenting today are Mr. Carlos Danel, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Enrique Mayor, Banco Compartamos Chief Executive Officer, Patricio Diez de Bonilla, Chief Financial Officer, as well as myself, Enrique Barrera, Investor Relations Officer. Please note that during this presentation, Gentera may make forward-looking statements. These do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, or financial results. Additional information on the forward-looking statements can be found in the disclaimer located in the company's quarterly report, which was issued yesterday. To receive a copy of the release, or if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department in Mexico City. If you are a member of the media, we ask you to contact us directly. We appreciate your attention. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Carlos Danel, who will briefly review Gentera, the holding company, followed by Enrique Mayor, who will review the performance of Banco Compartamos, and Patricio Diez de Bonilla, who will discuss the financial results of Gentera. Carlos, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Enrique. Good morning, everyone. And on behalf of Gentera, thank you for participating in this call. Let me start the call by sharing with you our new corporate identity, Gentera. As you might recall, a few years ago, we started implementing our strategy to become a multi-product, multi-country company. To do so, we restructured our operations from being a bank in Mexico to a group of companies in three countries. By the end of 2010, we created and listed Compartamos SAB, referred to as Grupo Compartamos, and exchanged the shares of Banco Compartamos for Compartamos SAB shares. Since then, the publicly listed company and the owner of all the subsidiaries, including Banco Compartamos, has been Compartamos SAB. However, having the holding company share the Compartamos name with our microfinance subsidiaries created potential misunderstandings of who exactly was Compartamos and what it did. So after careful review of our philosophy, our history, and our results, we created this specific identity for the holding company. That identity is Gentera. Now, the word Gentera does not have any specific meaning in any language, although in Spanish it phonetically plays into a series of words that resonate with who we are and our philosophy. Words and values that have to do with people, gente, and integrity, entera. Also with genes, or genes, generosity, or generosidad, and genuine, genuinos. Our new logo stands for a flame, which is our history, a seed, which is our philosophy, and our flower, which are our results. It's important to mention that all of our microfinance subsidiaries in Mexico, Guatemala, and Peru are still under the identity of Compartamos. And all the branding and identity with our end clients remains under the Compartamos brand, which we have built for 20 plus years and will continue to do so in the future. Compartamos has been and will be in the future the staple under which we serve our clients. Now, the only remaining piece of this process is changing our legal name from Compartamos SAB to Gentera SAB, as well as changing our ticker symbol from Comparte to Gentera. We expect this to happen after it is approved in our next shareholders meeting and to be implemented early in 2014. We're excited with this new identity of our holding company, and we trust it represents well our DNA, our philosophy, and our culture, all of which will be shared by all our current and future subsidiaries. With the coordinated efforts of all of them, we will fulfill our purpose to eradicate financial exclusion. Now, moving into our results for the quarter. After 2012, which was a turning point in our strategy, both in competitive terms as well as in investment for future and transformation, 2013 has seen significant growth, which as predicted, is now not only showing up in the top line, but also showing up in the bottom line as well. The portfolio saw strong growth across all of our subsidiaries. In Mexico, Banco Compartamos grew over 22%. In Peru, Compartamos Financiera grew nearly 27%. And in Guatemala, Compartamos grew over 58%, all when compared to third quarter 2012, all of which reflects the strong momentum of the business despite a more competitive market in the region. For Gentera, this represented a 24% increase in the total loan portfolio, which, as you might recall, is in line with the guidance for the year. In Peru, Crédito Mujer is starting off by growing 56% in one quarter alone, with over 30,000 customers in this product. Most notably, 50% of them are new customers to the Peruvian financial system, therefore building into our purpose of eradicating financial exclusion. As we had mentioned before, this is the least explored and served market in Peru, which, like many other microfinance markets in Latin America, tends more to individual clients in larger cities. Today, Compartamos Financiera serves over 180,000 clients, more than double the number of clients that Financiera Crear served when we acquired it 2 years ago. Regarding Guatemala, the number of clients grew 50% compared to the third quarter of 2012 to 60,000 clients. Total loan portfolio, as I mentioned, increased 58%. The employee base and number of service offices rose 92% and 87% respectively. And it is important to note here that we are being careful to fine-tune our strategies in this market as we expand. As we realize, each market has its own peculiarities. Moving into Yastas, we now have over 3,200 correspondents throughout four Mexican states. Our goal now is to obtain Mexican Securities and Exchange Commission authorization to be able to make financial transactions for Banco Compartamos in all of these points. This will help us grow our coverage in the country and will grant us a quick and cost-effective growth plan to eventually roll out our savings box. And finally, Aterna, our microinsurance broker, at the close of the quarter had over 3.5 million active life insurance policies, and we are in the process of developing more products that are relevant to our clientele, like property damage, insurance for natural disasters, which, as we have seen recently in Mexico, our clients are always exposed to. And I will end my comments with two other very positive developments in the financing part. First off, Banco Compartamos issued 2 billion pesos in local bonds that were heavily oversubscribed. This was the bank's most successful debt offering ever, both in terms of the price as well as the demand from the market. And secondly, Banco Compartamos received international investment grade rating from Standard & Poor's. This is the first time that any microfinance institution receives this rating worldwide. Both of these achievements are the result of years of being a consistent issuer in the debt market with sound financials, which in turn allows us to finance our growth. Thank you, and that concludes my remarks. And I will now turn the call over to Mr. Enrique Majós, CEO of Banco Compartamos, to review the bank's performance.
Thank you, Carlos, and thank you all for your interest in Banco Compartamos results. As Carlos already mentioned, during this quarter, we had strong and good results, and we feel comfortable with the projections that we have towards the end of the year. Our loan portfolio grew by over 22% compared with the same quarter last year. This confirms to us that we are still serving a market with an increasing need of credit. And let me start talking about our group methodology product. Under a more aggressive and competitive environment, since the end of last year, our main focus has been on customer service and loan portfolio quality. The payoff has been very positive. On one hand, our customer retention rate grew from 75% to 85% in the last 12 months. This number is very relevant, especially when we consider that our retention rate has been around 80% in the past 5 years. On the other hand, just as we expected, the quality of the group lending portfolio has improved from last quarter. NPL for Crédito Mujer dropped from 3.1% to 2.8%, while Crédito Comerciante NPL dropped from 5.5% to 4.9%. The NPLs for Crédito Individual, our individual lending product, showed more pressure this period with NPLs levels above 7%. NPLs recovery for individual lending methodology is taking more time than expected, basically due to the complexity related to have the right loan officer profile, the training process, and the experience needed by each of them, which has to be obtained through practice. We expected them to go through a learning curve, and therefore we are in the process to consolidate a stronger individual Salesforce team. In addition, the slowdown in the Mexican economy put pressure on more developed businesses, such as those we serve with this kind of product. Our emphasis for this product will be on three action points. First, we will continue working on the Salesforce consolidation and training. Second, we are implementing collection special task force in those markets with high NPL. Third, we will keep growing on those markets that today have or are having a good performance. For the full year, we can expect portfolio growth in the range of 20 to 25% and NPLs contained with the same levels that we have now. I would like to mention that the two tropical storms, Ingrid and Manuel, which hit Mexico during September, caused record rain levels and disrupted travel and business activities in general and in some Mexican states, mostly in Guerrero. Our sales team has made impressive supportive work on these places, and we have been able to help our customers to reactivate their businesses through our traditional loans and through products specially designed for this sort of contingencies. At the same time, we have been able to control our asset quality on those places, and within the next 60 days, we will be back on the NPL standards for those kind of markets. On the strategic front, our projects are underway as expected. We are on track with the SAP implementation, and rollout will start in the first quarter 2014. The handheld devices are already implemented in our 500 offices since last quarter. And regarding our saving project, in addition to our 90,000 debit cards in Veracruz, we are working in the full savings product offering to be tested in the first half of next year. Now, Patricio Diaz de Bonilla will take us to Gentera results, and after that, we will start our Q&A session.
Thank you, Enrique, and thank you all for your attention. During the quarter, interest income reached 3.2 billion pesos, a 24% increase compared with the third quarter of 2012, in line with portfolio growth. It is worth mentioning that Banco Compartamos Mexico still represents 91% of this year. Despite our larger liability side on the balance sheet, interest expenses increased only 60 million pesos or 8.7% compared with the previous year, This is a reflection of our ability to reach better terms and conditions from the funding sources that we have, as well as lower interest environment in the region. Provision for loan losses reached 409 million pesos, 58.5% higher than the third quarter of the previous year. This was mainly as a result of the strong portfolio growth, the deterioration of some product categories, as well as the development of the individual lending products in Mexico, which require more provisioning due to the higher NPL profile of these products. Net interest income after provision rose 2.6 billion pesos, a 21.3% increase compared with the previous year. For the first 9 months of the year, the increase was 23.9% in line with portfolio growth. NIM remains above 53% during 2013. Commission and fee income stood at 264 million pesos, growing 125.6% in the third quarter in comparison with the previous quarter. 95 million of that income was due to higher late payment fees charged to clients with delinquent loans, 99 million pesos of insurance policies sold through Aterna, as well as fees charged by Yastas, which represented the remaining part. Commission and fee expense increased 46%, consistent with strong portfolio growth, as well as fee adjustment charged by third parties, as well as fees paid by Yastas correspondents. Operating expenses reached 1.8 billion pesos, a 29% increase versus third quarter 2012, consistent with the company's growth strategy. Labor is still close to 60% of this line item. For the first 9 months of the year, operating efficiency expenses grew below top line growth, stabilizing the efficiency ratio in the mid-60s as we guided. Also notable were the strategic projects such as the SAP implementation, handheld devices, deposit pilot project, and the corresponding network represented 10% of the operating expense. During the third quarter, the company had 504 service offices in Mexico, 42 in Peru, and 28 in Guatemala. As a result, the total number of service offices remained at 574 offices, which together represented 17% of the operating expense. Operating income for the first 9 months of the year grew 21.6% in line with portfolio growth. This reflects the strength of the business model throughout the company. Net income for the third quarter of 2013 was 574 million pesos, 7% higher than third quarter of 2012. This figure was again pressured by the tax rate due to the larger size of non-deductible at the provision level. As we mentioned in the previous conference calls, we are close to finalize the sale of regional loans, which will allow us to deduct from taxes part of the loss after the sale of these assets. We estimate that this impact will allow us to deliver a similar tax rate as the one we had in 2012. As a consequence, for the fourth quarter of 2013, the level of tax rate could be lower than the shown in previous quarters. On another fiscal note, the Mexican government proposed a fiscal bill that is aimed to increase tax revenue for the country. There are some impacts that need to be quantified once the bill is fully approved to see how it will impact Gentera results. We anticipate that some expenses related to our labor force benefits and some other items might be non-deductible. We will take actions to minimize the impact on Gentera results where appropriate, but we do not foresee material impact as a whole. Other metrics that we have mentioned in the past are also within the ranges previously guided. Profitability metrics for this third quarter remain strong with 26% ROE and 9% ROA as expected. This concludes our presentation. We are ready for the Q&A session. Operator?
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. Again, that is star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Frederic DeMaurice with UBS.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my question and for the conference call. I have a couple of questions here. The first one on the fees and the second one on the tax rate. On the fee income, well, there was a bit of a reclassification in the quarter. Could you mention going forward how much do you expect from Aterna and from Yastas to contribute to fee income on a net basis? And I'm trying to guess if this is going to be relevant in the next few quarters or if we should wait maybe for after 2015, for example. The second question on the tax rate, I understand you may have a write-off in the fourth quarter, so you may normalize the tax rate in the fourth quarter, but I was curious for next year, for 2014, after you implement the expected loss methodology, what do you think would be the effective tax rate for the group, for Gentera? Many thanks.
Okay, thank you, Fred. This is Patricio. On the fee front, as I broke it down, Aterna represents, or the insurance product for the group represents around 10 million pesos per month of fee income, right? So this will grow as the customer grows, and depending on our ability to develop new products, it also will increase that amount going forward. On the Yastas front, as you know, today most of the business that we do through this network is selling airtime of mobile carriers. This, on a net basis, it's not relevant for the group since most of the fees that we charge are fees that we need to pay to the mobile carriers. So Yastas generated around 70 million pesos of fee income. However, it generated also close to 70 million pesos of fee expense, right? So the marginal increase in the fee income should be analyzed as the fee coming from Aterna and also fees coming from delinquent customers that want to reestablish their credit with us. In terms of the tax rate, again, the strategy has been to sell part of the written off loans that today are off the balance sheet and off the results of Gentera, right? Today, given the fact that we cannot deduct part of the provisioning we are experiencing a higher tax rate than the one we should expect going forward. Today we're dealing with 36 to 40% tax rate, which with the sale of these assets will normalize at the 33-34% in the years to come.
That's great. Thank you, Patricia. That's very clear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Tito Labarta with Deutsche Bank.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the call. I have a couple of questions more on your loan portfolio. I just want to get some more color. Your group lending business declined in the quarter. So I just want to get a better understanding of that. Are you seeing increased competition there again, or you know what drove the decline in the quarter, and how do you see that evolving? And then my second question is on the individual loans, more on the asset quality side. We saw a big spike in NPLs there, so I think it was a bit higher than what you had been guiding to for those types of loans. So was there anything extraordinary there, or you can give some more color on that and how you see that evolving as well? Thank you.
Okay. Sure, Tito. Thank you for your question. And, yeah, speaking about the group lending methodology, I can tell you that the main reason that we have seen, because the portfolio has not been growing as fast as other years during this year, was, yes, part because of the competition, but I think it is more important that it was mainly because our own focus this year on retention, customer retention, and loan asset quality. So I think that it was the right decision to do. Our sales force was focused on that, and I think the conditions are in place to start moving into a more aggressive sales strategy to recover the growth in the following months. Speaking about the individual NPLs, as I mentioned, the reason here is microcredit has been always about expanding and controlling. And I think during the last months, and as we have been reporting, we were in this expanding phase. We have been hiring a lot of people to fool this team in this sales force for individual lending methodology. We have to consolidate this team. We have to train them. They have to get practice on this. And now we are looking the need to focus more in controlling. So that's why I was talking about these three actions that we are taking now, which are continue working in the sales force consolidation. Second, implementing collection special task force for the markets that are with high NPLs. And third, we want to keep on growing on those markets that we are having today with good performance.
All right, thanks. Maybe just a couple follow-ups on each of those. So in the group lending business, you're saying that the decline was more on your focus on kind of, you know, keeping asset quality under control and not much more because of competition, but more because of your own decision to kind of control that, and that should then begin to improve going forward. And then a follow-up question on the individual lending. Would you say part of the deterioration was maybe growing a little too fast there, and now you're looking to sort of control that going forward to protect asset quality as well? Thanks.
Yes, you got the first one, yeah, in the group methodology. And yes, in the second one, as I explained, the microcredit business has been always about expanding and controlling, and yes, I think we should focus now a little bit more in controlling the expansion, and then we will expand again.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. Our next question comes from Chris Delgado with J.P. Morgan.
Hi, just kind of following up on the asset quality question. Asset quality, as you mentioned, is stabilized, you know, somewhat, but provisions still remain at elevated levels. I know you guys have seen faster loan growth, you know, in some products, and then you've seen weakness in others. Could you kind of give us a sense of what the run rate will be for 2014?
Yeah, if this is the group lending you're asking for, or the complete portfolio? Well, I can tell you that for the group lending, we see that we are going to keep on this controlled asset quality, and we see that 2014 is going to be a good year in terms of asset quality. And in the individual lending, as I told you, we are taking special actions to do so. So for the following years, as we have guided, we are going to keep on around the same levels we have now. And as we also told, in the long run, we are expecting NPLs from 4 to 6% in this industry.
And Chris, this is Patricio. On the provision front, again, no, depending on how the products evolve, what we have said is that the coverage ratio should remain between 150-170%. Today we are there. That's part of the provisioning metric that the CNBV requires to banks, depending on the profile of each of the product categories that we have in the balance sheet.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Nicholas Lippmann with Morgan Stanley. And if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch tone phone now. Mr. Lipman, go ahead.
Hi, many thanks. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my question. Three questions, if I may. First, I'm sorry if I'm repeating Patrick's question, but on the second quarter conference call, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned that you would normalize the 2013 tax rate. So I think you commented on future years, but that still applies. Do you still expect that basically your tax rate in the fourth quarter will be very, very low? So that's question number one.
Okay. Nicola, yes, what we have said is that the strategy that we have followed is something that is very well developed. No, it has taken the right time during this year, because we're taking very carefully the steps that need to be followed in order to deduct part of this written out loan. Yes, we expect for the year that the tax rate should be similar to what you've seen or you saw in 2012, but we're talking about the tax rate for the full business, taking into consideration 12 months of 2013.
Okay, thank you. Then in terms of your expenses, you're looking to roll out more of the integrated financial business, from a few states to a nationwide basis almost. Can you give us a sense of what, you need to make the infrastructure investment prior to getting the benefit? How could that affect your efficiency ratios or your efficiency ratio, or how could it affect your costs in 2014 and beyond?
Yes, thank you, Nicola. This is Carlos. Yes, as Patricia mentioned, essentially all these strategic projects which are ongoing, and most notably, as you referred to infrastructure, YAFTAD, which is our banking correspondent network, today is only working in about four Mexican states, and we'll start, as it fine-tunes its own operations and gets CNBV authorization for financial transactions, we'll start growing to other states and other points of service throughout 2014, including gas stocks and our savings product development, as well as our SAP rollout. We estimate that for 2014, strategic projects will pretty much take the same toll as they have for 2013 in terms of the relationship to expenses, and that's about 10% of the expenses are related to those projects, which, again, let me stress that we consider them to be extremely, just very fundamental for the future and for us to be able to move into this multi-product strategy in which we're closer to the clients and we can be more convenient, especially to be able to offer saving services.
Okay, perfect. Is that included in your existing guidance with regards to long-term efficiency ratio?
I mean, the efficiency ratio, what we have said is that it will remain within the mid-60s range still in 2014. So the benefits of those investments are not yet to be seen in 2014, since we are starting, for example, the rollout of SAP throughout 2014, and we won't have the benefit of a full core banking system until 2015.
And one thing to bear in mind also with this saving strategy is that the benefits from savings show up mostly in two ways. One is that we're able to offer a product that is in huge demand with our clients. We want to offer our clients products that are relevant to them, and we believe that a savings account is the preeminent financial inclusion product, and one that not only creates a longer-term relationship with a client, but also one that is required if we'll want to have a one-window shopping kind of experience for financial services. So it's a very relevant product that should help us have a longer term with our clients and have them be more loyal. And secondly, it also puts us on a very sound funding base. In our 20-plus year history, we've had very good access to the markets and still do, and feel very confident in our ability to finance our growth. But we're still, as of now, very reliant to the wholesale credit market. In the future, we would like to see our balance sheet be less reliant on that and more reliant on our own clients' savings, which of course is a very stable source of funding, not necessarily a cheap source of funding because of the infrastructure and the kind of expense needed to mobilize those savings, but indeed a very diversified, very stable source of funding. So that in the future will make us a much, you know, would address some current risks that we believe are relevant.
Okay. Thanks. My final question, I'm sorry for all these questions. My final question is, could you help me understand the dynamic in Crédito Mujer? So you had a, if I'm not mistaken, you had a run rate of sort of 7-8% year-on-year growth in this product. Then it suddenly jumped in the last quarters to 15, and now it's sort of coming back to sort of the 5% level. Can you help me to understand what's going on there? Are you actually trying to migrate clients, or you know, what's going on there?
Not really to migrate, but we know clients might migrate if they have the profile to do so. But the main reason here is that our sales force is a very conservative. It has been always in the history of Compartamos very conservative in terms of watching the quality of the assets and the loans that we offer. So the message that has been receiving from us this last year, and this is because of the more aggressive competitive environment we saw, was to take care of that quality. So it was more a kind of incentive that we made to our sales force, and that's why they were more focused on watching this quality and retaining our actual customers and not to go in for new customers. And that's what we say, that we see the conditions to start being more aggressive in terms of new customers, because we have a very good situation now in the business.
Oh, okay. Let me just see if I understand this. So you're seeing an increase in competition, I suppose, from Azteca. And that has changed between the second and the third quarter, and thus the change in the growth rate. We are not seeing a pressure on pricing. Pricing seems to be fine. So it seems that the competition is based on service. And so your growth, because you're seeing this, you're competing on service as well by migrating some clients from the Crédito Mujer into other categories. Is that correct? Understood.
Competition has been more and more in the last years, and I think that is something that is not going to change. I think we are learning better how to deal with competition, and that's what has been happening during this year, and we feel comfortable moving in this new environment, and that's I think this last year, what we have been doing is learning how to move better with this kind of environment.
And Nicola, let me also compliment that. In the case of our major competitors, we actually see them today declining in terms of their aggressiveness, and also their resizing their operations downward to be more competitive. I think the main benefit of kind of the height of competition that we went through about, you know, 12 months ago was that it made us focus a lot more, like Enrique said, on the quality of service that we provide clients and into retaining clients. We saw that some of our competitors were actually aiming at, you know, poaching some clients because of some issues we had in terms of service and low retention rates. What we have achieved throughout this year as Enrique said, we have achieved much higher retention rates than before. So we focused on that. We focused on, you know, servicing the clients that we have, servicing them better. And I think we've in some ways gone back to basics on that. But as Enrique said, this doesn't actually indicate that there is less demand for new clients, or that demand is being met by competitors, which, like I mentioned, specifically for the past quarter, you know, or two, have been resizing down. So we expect the growth in Crédito Mujer to continue into the kind of levels that average you've seen in the first two quarters of this year. But this quarter in itself was a quarter that we focused mostly in credit quality and retention of our clients.
Okay, thanks. just if on your comment with regards to pricing, and I'll start off this question, promise. But are you seeing, so you're seeing competition pricing down? Is that something that could affect you towards the last quarter and into 14?
No, competition is not pricing down. What I mentioned was that competition is downsizing their operations downwards. I think some of our competitors were overly aggressive in terms of how they went about entering the market, and it showed up in their asset quality, and now they're trying to kind of regroup and downsizing their operations. But in terms of pricing, we still see no pressure on pricing, and we still remain as, you know, the pricing leader and the most competitive pricing in the market by far.
Got it. Many thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up question from Chris Delgado with J.P. Morgan.
Sorry about that. Apologies. I got dropped earlier. Just one follow-up question. Previously, you guys had mentioned that you'd consider an extraordinary dividend in the future. Is that something you're still considering?
What we said in the dividend policy that got approved last year is that the third quarter results would determine whether an extraordinary dividend could be paid if the capitalization for the bank didn't go below 30%. Today we are at 31%, so we don't see an opportunity to distribute additional dividend this year.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Boris Molina with Santander.
Thank you for taking my question. Maybe I just wanted to for you to give us a little bit of an update of what could we expect for the end of the year and next year for your operations in Peru. You know, already they're beginning to get some sizable scale within the group, and we would like to probably get an idea of what we could expect in terms of client growth or volume growth next year relative to, you know, what we have in today.
And what is the guidance that we gave for this year? Actually, we increased it. It moved from 18 to 21% portfolio growth to 20 to 25. We are keeping that guidance on the portfolio growth. The guidance for EPS was 140 and 145. Sorry, 135, 140 in EPS. Right? So we are keeping also that guidance for this year. What we have said going forward is that the portfolio for the next 5 years, including 2013, can move between 15 to 20% growth going forward. So that gives you an estimation on how we see the business in the years to come.
And talking a little bit more about Peru, which is probably one of the drivers of sustaining growth, can you give us a little bit detail of how much you expect the country in terms of share of the loan portfolio to represent in the next 3-4 years?
I mean, Peru remains like 17% of the portfolio today. As you know, they have a larger ticket size in the Peruvian business. What we are doing today is exporting Crédito Mujer methodology into the Peruvian market. So the average ticket for the Peruvian business is moving downwards in comparison with what we have today, right? So it will remain from 17 to 20% more or so. We don't expect to gain much more than that in the midterm.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the 1 key on your touch-tone phone now. We have no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to the Gentera management for closing remarks.
Thank you, operator, and thank you all for participating in this third quarter conference call. As we've mentioned, we are looking forward to a strong fourth quarter of 2013, in which we believe that we will meet all of our targets, and very encouraged and very excited to to now do it under the brand Gentera, and to keep building the brand Compartamos to serve our clients and to meet our purpose, which is to eradicate financial exclusion. Thank you very much for your attention, and we look forward to speaking to you on our next conference call. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.